Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 10, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's headlines, a man stabbed in Lawrence has died. We have updates on affordable housing, as well as a school funding and budget issue.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have some details on a couple of exciting North Shore basketball games from last night. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Clearing 40s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:49 a.m. and 10:32 p.m. Lawrence police responded to a stabbing at approximately 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon at a McDonald's restaurant at 50 Broadway. According to the Essex County District Attorney's Office, an adult male was found suffering from a stab wound. He was treated at the scene and then brought to Lawrence General Hospital, where he died from his injuries. The latest news in the area's housing crisis comes today from Salem. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the city is exploring how boarding houses might be able to alleviate the ongoing shortage of housing in the city. The Planning Council is expected to begin looking into this option in the months ahead. In Gloucester, the recent sale of a building to Action, Inc. will preserve 13 units of affordable housing. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that Action, Inc. bought the property for $1.25 million, and the agency says it is a significant step in its mission to expand affordable housing options. Denver School Superintendent Dan Bauer and his team have started the process to build the fiscal year 2025 budget.
So we created a budget timeline. Actually, this goes before January. We've been working on this, but AC means our administrative council, which includes our principals, directors, assistant principals. About 26 of us, we meet once a month, and we've just plotted and planned the AC meetings to particularly the next three total, that we would work on the budget, review the process, and then work on our presentation.
Bauer was speaking before the Denver School Committee this week. He added that this year there will be some changes when they present their plan to the school committee.
The change this year, which will be different than in the past, is that the final product we present to the school committee, virtually, use the same process of just constantly reviewing, going back, prioritizing, and all that I'll talk about. But I would like the voices of our principals and directors to be heard. I think it's important that they present to you all the work that they've done, because I believe when you ask the hard questions about what they need and such, it's important to hear it from them. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working with the team in terms of what this would look like and how to best be efficient as possible when we get to the budget workshop and the hearing.
Denver School Superintendent Dan Bauer speaking at this week's meeting that aired on Danvers TV. In Newburyport, the school budget process is underway, and according to the Daily News, there are concerns that federal funding for the school district may be drying up. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon held an event last night regarding the new Whittier Tech High School. Jim Sullivan reports in the Daily News that there were hundreds of people attending. Reardon stated that the city of Newburyport just cannot afford the project and asked that the scope of the project be adjusted and sent back to the drawing board. There is a region-wide vote on the project in under 2 weeks. The City Council in Lynn has approved a public hearing for the borrowing of $166 million for the new Pickering Middle School. Item reporter Anthony Camilleri reports today that the hearing will be held sometime in the next few weeks for residents to voice opinions or concerns about the project. This reminder, today on North Shore Today Extra, we'll be hearing extended comments from the coaches of last night's Bishop Fenwick St. Mary's girls basketball game. And sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Coyotes in Arizona last night, 4-3 in overtime. The Celtics return to action tonight at home when they play host to the Timberwolves. We do have a complete local sports scoreboard up on our website from last night's action from all around the North Shore. In girls basketball last night, Bishop Fenwick got a 46-44 win over St. Mary's in Lynn. Cecilia Kay with a game-high 21 points for Fenwick. As you might remember, Fenwick is not eligible for MIAA postseason play this year. And, of course, they beat their rival last night in St. Mary's. Fenwick coach Adam DeBadges.
Well, every game, I mean, we've been talking about every game's our state championship. I mean, to look at it positively, it's made it like that, you know, where normally everything's a build-up to the state championship. Now every game is our playoff game, and that's how we treat it. So that obviously had a playoff feel, which is nice. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, every game's big for us.
St. Mary's had their chances to come back in the game and actually did it several times. Spartans coach Jeff Newhall.
You know, I thought we battled back, got ourselves in a position to tie or win the game against a very good opponent. I wish we kind of got in the flow of the game a little earlier than midway through the third quarter, but there's some positives to certainly take out of it.
We'll have more with these two coaches soon, later on here in this podcast on North Shore Today Extra. Last night in boys basketball, Peabody beat Marblehead 75-51. Peabody High coach Thad Broughton.
This is a huge win for our program. Marblehead, really, really good team. Really strong all around. Giotti's a phenomenal coach. They run a really class program there. So for us to get this win here was huge. Now you couple that with Anthony getting his 1,000 points, and that was just icing on the cake. I got a ton of respect for Marblehead and the way they do things and play. So to get a win like this tonight, just ecstatic for the program.
And then there is Marblehead coach Mike Giardi.
We got our butt kicked. You know, they took it to us a couple spells, and then when you play a good team, you can't give them runs. We gave them a big run right before the half in that second quarter. And then in the third quarter, they just kind of separated themselves. They really showed what kind of team they are. They're a strong team, much more physical, much more aggressive than we were. And they took it to us on every aspect of the game tonight.
We have a complete post on this game on the website with more details, including details on Anthony Forte's 1,000th career point. Tonight in local sports, high school hockey takes center stage in a big game, finds Gloucester playing at Winthrop. Puck drop tonight at 6:10. Also on the schedule tonight, one boys basketball game of note. St. Mary's is playing at East Boston, tip-off at 6. This is St. Mary's coach Dave Brown.
We're surprisingly, we're doing pretty well with a young basketball team. We're 6-1 at this point in the season. Like I said, we start our eighth grade at the point. We have a freshman coming off the bench that plays a lot of minutes. We start two sophomores, so going into the year, we didn't know what to expect, but the kids been battling. We won a bunch of close games, so we know that we're a few possessions away from being 2-6 opposed to being 6-1 or whatever we are. But the kids have been finding ways to win close games, which is good.
St. Mary's boys basketball coach Dave Brown. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Be sure to keep listening for North Shore Today Extra, where today we'll feature the extended comments from Fenwick girls basketball coach Adam DeBadges and St. Mary's coach Jeff Newhall. This is MSONewsSports.com.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.
Welcome back again, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and this is North Shore Today Extra. Big North Shore girls basketball game played last night. Two very good teams clashing. It's been a while since Fenwick had beaten St. Mary's. And after the game, reporters were there to talk to Bishop Fenwick basketball coach Adam DeBadges. Anne-Marie Tobin from the Daily Item was there, as well as Phil Stacey, executive sports editor of the Salem News. So now with some extended comments from both coaches in this game, let's begin with Bishop Fenwick coach Adam DeBadges.
Your first two opportunities to maybe have a
little... Well, every game, I mean, we've been talking about every game's our state championship. I mean, to look at it positively, it's made it like that, you know, where normally everything's a build-up to the state championship. Now every game is our playoff game, and that's how we treat it. So that obviously had a playoff feel, which is nice. But yeah, definitely. I mean, every game's big for us.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt you. Yeah. Am I crazy in thinking that you literally could have won by 25 points?
I'm not going to say yes to that, but it shouldn't have been two. They're great, and the run and jump press is hard. It's just like, you know, 30 minutes into the game, we shouldn't be making the turnovers that we're making 1 minute into the game. You know, we know what's coming. And so I wish we handled that better, for sure, because I do think we could have gotten away if we wanted to. We were a little bit tougher mentally, but win's a win.
Playing devil's advocate. You had a ton of steals.
Yep.
Great ball pressure, and really able to pound it inside to Cecilia when you needed points. You were able to get those, I thought, especially in that second and third quarter.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, that's what I said at halftime. It's like one time down the court, it's like boom, 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 layup, Fenwick. The next time down, it's like, oh no, turnover, Fenwick. It doesn't really, those ones, the ones you're talking about, the ones that were like click, 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 layup. And I would have liked to see more of that, you know. But yeah, it's when we needed it, we got it. I still think we had a game against Medfield a couple games ago, and it was like this, where we could have broke away, and we let them back in. And that's never a good. Not that we got lucky today, but you can't pressure luck that many times. So we gotta figure that out.
As far as matchups go, and with St. Mary's, where do you have your advantage, do you think, this year? Where in this game?
Our post players are I don't know. I don't know who's out there, but I don't think there's a lot of teams that have the two post players we have.
Caitlin and
Cecilia, yeah. So that's tough to match up. They're both athletic and they're both tall, and so that's tough. They can finish at the rim. I do think we have a little bit more. It's usually them with the experience. I think now we have the experience a little bit. We have five seniors, and they all play a big role, so that helps.
And one of them, talk about a matchup. You're a little number four, yes, up against somebody that was easily 6 or 7 inches taller than she. She was relentless today, I thought.
Yeah, she always is. Yeah. She always is. I mean,
that's Tess.
Tess, yeah. I mean, she's literally 4'11". So to have the success she has at this level, this is two of the best basketball teams in the state, and she has success at 4'11". So that's
solid off the bench for you.
Something to be said for the little people out there.
Yeah. Okay, what's your record, Adam, now?
7-1, I think.
And you're back in action when?
We are going to Central Catholic Sunday, and then we have Bishop Bean on Tuesday, and then Cathedral on Friday.
And
so
Bean's
we.
The team that beat them before?
No, they beat us in overtime.
Oh, they beat you in overtime.
Yeah. There are one loss. But next week's a week.
Pick a couple of other kids today that you'd like to highlight.
I thought Kate McVale's always wicked tough and just does all the right things offensively, defensively. Celia Nielsen didn't have her best game, but she always plays wicked tough. Bella Lopez Marin got in foul trouble, but you know, without them it's hard to control the game the way they do as point guards. I think few teams also have like the type of guard depth that we have too, so that helps. And one of them they both got in foul trouble tonight, but normally if one gets in foul trouble, the other one can help them out. And, but they're both really tough.
Thank you.
Defensively, Adam, I thought that you guys were certainly tough on them and not let them get into really any kind of flow for long stretches of the game.
Oh, yeah.
When they did come back, it was more desperation times for them.
Definitely. Yeah, and they got several of those threes late, which they do sometimes. But you're right. I mean, it was weird even. It was like we were switching defenses a lot, so I think that helped. And the girls, you know, it's one thing to switch defenses. It's a nice idea, but if your girls don't do it and do it effectively, and I thought we did do it effectively. It's hard. It's hard when you're a kid out there and the crowd's yelling and coaches saying, this defense. No, now that one, isn't it? So they did a really good job communicating our defense.
What about beating St. Mary's? What's that mean to you guys and the players?
Well, it's a huge rivalry. We lost a couple bad beats the last few years, so it's nice to pull one out. You know, I think 2 years ago we played 3 games and lost by a total of like 5 points, all three. Last year, obviously, the state championship was 4 points. So, yeah, it helps. You know, it helps, like, break through some ice that you want to break through in this case.
Is it maybe, too, because of that, the girls, I don't want to say get nervous, but down the stretch there, it's the thought, like, all right, we're 6 minutes away from doing this. We're 4 minutes away. And maybe that gets a little, you know, nerve-wracking.
I don't think there's any way around that. You know, that's absolute. I think even as an adult, that's how you feel. You know, you got to remind yourself, hey, it's not over till the buzzer sounds. So, yeah, that's definitely a factor. In every game, though. I mean, in most games, it's like that.
Congratulations.
That is Bishop Fenwick girls basketball coach Adam DeBadges in his post-game comments last night at the Conigliaro Gym in Inland at St. Mary's. This is St. Mary's athletic director and head girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall after the game.
You know, I thought we battled back, got ourselves in a position to tie or win the game against a very good opponent. I wish we kind of got in the flow of the game a little earlier than midway through the third quarter, but there's some positives to certainly take out of it.
Yeah, you guys were down for a while.
We were down a good amount of the game, but we were within striking distance. It's just, and I'm going to tell them, you know, we need to do one more of something. One more shot, one more rebound, one more whatever. Our free throw shooting wasn't great, but, you know, I was happy with the way we came back. I just wish we settled into the game a little earlier.
Jeff, I'm guessing that you and your team are far from happy with the way you played, yet you only lost by a bucket or two.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there's something to build off of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and we didn't get going. It took us a while to get going.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we kind of go as Bella goes, and the last few games she's got the flu, so yeah. It's hard to get her in a rhythm because she's got to come in and out of the game.
And she did seem like, yeah, she's a
yeah,
little bit off.
She'd give us, like, a lot of good stuff, but then yeah. She's the type of kid that goes high energy for 32 straight minutes. So, again, that's not an excuse, but I thought it gave some other kids some opportunities. And, again, I'd rather play this game and lose by two than win a game by 60. It's just it prepares you for what we're trying to build for, which is, you know, the end of the year. It's just when you lose a game by two, the wheels start spinning on how many things, just one more thing that if you could have done it right, you might have been on the other side of it. But I think there's a lot of positives to take out of it.
Kay, obviously, the focal point of any team that this team is going to play, she's going to do her damage. Were you happy with what you were able to do to contain her at times, but then other times she's able to get free and get some of those putbacks or finger rolls?
The frustrating part for us, or me, is, you know, we're not necessarily, unlike years past, you know, we're not going to just go lock in and play 5-on-5 man-to-man and let you move it around until you get what you want. So we're kind of running and jumping around. You know, we're rotating, we're trapping.
Yeah.
But the part to me that I said in a timeout more than once, if they're under duress and they're trapped, who do you think they're looking to get the ball to? So how is she running unattached?
It's not the 4'11".
Right. So I just, that part's a little frustrating, but I also understand they're a little tired. It's 5-on-5. It's a great crowd, great atmosphere, and there's a lot that goes into it. But it's just sometimes common sense. In life, we lose sight of it, but sometimes in a basketball game.
Will you tell me, too, about your eighth grader from Beverly? I was very impressed with her.
Yeah,
she just shows a lot of poise out there.
She does. She's very poised. She came up big in a game in Springfield. We were all over the place. She kind of settled us down. But, you know, for a kid her age, she just turned 14. She's got a beautiful touch. She can do a lot of different things. She's obviously tall, can rebound the ball. She's really been a huge plus for us. And
is she 6 foot?
Yeah, I would say.
St. Mary's girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall. So Bishop Fenwick beat St. Mary's last night 46-44. Just the second loss of the year this season for the Spartans of St. Mary's. This is North Shore Today Extra. Thanks for joining us along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today.